Good day, everybody. On behalf of Christine, Ted, and myself, Seamus Hanley, welcome to another segment where we follow up on a Bear Island pupil who contributed to the school's folklore collection in 1937 to 39. Today, it's a Derek Ravine pupil named Chris Lowney, who contributed three essays from the Ballinakilla School. On the website called chrislowney.com, there's a video where Chris's son, also named Chris, addresses the class of 2023 at Loyola University, Maryland. The address is based on three stories about his father and the life lessons that graduating students can draw from them. In the next few weeks, Bear Island Radio will air the 2025 conversation that I had with Chris about his father. In that conversation, I referred to several items in the 2023 piece, so today we will listen to that commencement address. So here it is. It's just under 12 minutes long. Slán go fóill agus buin tainiúvas.
President Sawyer, honored guests and dear graduates, thanks for those kind words about me. But you know something? If I'm worthy of this honorary degree, there are hundreds of people in this room who are worthier than I. Let me explain by telling three stories about one worthy person, my dad. Even though he's not here today, three lessons from his life embody values that hundreds of you parents, students, faculty, and staff are championing every day. Values that Loyola has been nurturing within the hearts of you graduates. Those three life lessons: you show up, you sacrifice for those with you, and you welcome life for what it brings with gratitude. First, you show up. Once in grammar school, I played in a father's versus son's fundraiser basketball game. My dad played, even though he knew nothing about basketball. He had grown up in rural Ireland. His only athletic activity was chasing sheep down mountainsides. His hands were agile at milking cows, not at shooting basketballs. He fouled me at one point during the game, and when I went to the free throw line to shoot, because he didn't know the rules or what to do, he came over and stood right beside me at the free throw line. If you know basketball, you know how ridiculous it looked, and people had a good laugh at my father's expense. After the game, a couple of kids came up to me and mocked him. "Lowney, your dad was a total doofus out there. It was great." I was embarrassed and, in fact, ashamed of my dad. Only years later did I understand what had happened that evening. Those kids who made fun of my father, some of their dads weren't even there. My dad came. He didn't know basketball, but he knew something far more important. You show up for your loved ones, and you stand beside them. Please carry that first lesson with you for the rest of your lives. Keep showing up in small and large ways for your friends, parents, children, spouse, elderly neighbors, and above all, for all those who have no one else in this world to show up for them. His second lesson: you sacrifice. My dad left early each morning for work, and my mother worked a night shift as a telephone operator. My dad would get home from work, heat up the dinner that my mom had prepared before leaving for her own work, and after dinner, because he'd gotten up so early, my dad would lie down at about 9 o'clock. But that was just for a nap. See, our neighborhood had become super dangerous, and he didn't want my mother to walk home alone after parking the car on neighborhood streets. So he would rouse himself again at about 11 o'clock and stand at one of our apartment windows and look down the street until our yellow Chevelle turned onto the block and my mother was driving home from work. He would go downstairs, hop into the car, accompany my mother while they looked for street parking, and then walk her home. When you love someone, you willingly make sacrifices for them, like depriving yourself of sleep every single night so that your loved one is safe. God knows there are hundreds more stories of sacrifice in this arena right now, like parents who worked a second job or sacrificed free time to tutor or coach one of you students so that you could make it to this day. And let me tell you something. If a parent, relative, or friend has sacrificed a lot to get you to this moment, you do not deserve your diploma unless you thank them right after this ceremony. In fact, if you're carrying your smartphone, I give you permission to whip it out right now and thank them right now. My anecdote about sacrifice gets me to my father's third lesson, about saying yes to what life brings. As the years went by, my dad's evening nap began earlier and then earlier. We noticed and made fun of him. My mom eventually noticed something else, that he seemed to be losing weight. But we never put the fatigue and weight loss together until the afternoon that he coughed up a little blood. Aha, cancer. He died a few months later. He died at 53. He never had the joy that so many of you are experiencing right now, of seeing your kid graduate. But I never heard my father complain about anything all throughout his life. Indeed, he lived with the attitude of a guy who had won the lottery. He emigrated from a tiny, badly underdeveloped island, and he ended up in an apartment with running water and a toilet. He had a television. He could watch the Mets, even though they usually sucked. Except for 1969 in Baltimore. Sorry. He had a happy marriage and three kids. His attitude throughout good and bad reminds me of the famous prayer of Dag Hammarskjöld, the first General Secretary of the United Nations, who said, quote, "For all that has been, thank you. For all that is to come, yes." So a third lesson, you welcome life and embrace what it brings you. Yes, some of it terrible and sad, unfortunately, but lots of it good, and you feel grateful for the good every single day. I've already walked this earth for about 4,380 more days than my father got to live. And I rebuke myself often that I haven't been grateful for those thousands of days and for everything I have, from working toilets to my own graduation day. So three lessons. You show up and stand beside those you love. You make sacrifices for those in your life. And you welcome life with gratitude for what it brings you. My dad never attended high school, much less a great Jesuit university like this one, the best Jesuit university. But it's as if he was channeling St. Ignatius and the Jesuit tradition and all that they want your graduates to remember. So let me translate my three lessons into Loyola speak. You're familiar with the term cura personalis, care for the whole person. It's how this faculty and staff have been nurturing you for years. Well, my father has given you an example of what cura personalis can look like every day for the rest of your lives. You know about the magis, the idea that we are not here on earth to serve ourselves, but to serve some greater purpose. Or as Jesuits put it, to live AMDG, for God's greater glory. My father, putting his family ahead of himself and his ego, was a concrete example of what magis will look like in action. And you've been encouraged at Loyola to pray the famous examine prayer. That is to take a short, daily mental pit stop to reflect on what's going on inside you. And as you know well, every examine prayer begins with the attitude that my father carried through life, to be grateful. My father also embodied a lesser known maxim of Jesuit life, and my closing hope is that you will all embody that maxim too. An early Jesuit once observed that even though Jesuits are often sent to one place or another on different missions, they somehow still manage always to feel at home and peaceful wherever they are. Because, this Jesuit thought, when you're devoting yourself to a worthy mission, as he put it, quote, the whole world becomes your home. And so it is, my dear graduates, as long as you're pursuing some worthy mission or cause or worthwhile endeavors in your life, the whole world will be your home, and you'll be at home anywhere. Whether you never travel far from Baltimore, or whether, like my dad, you cross an ocean to find your calling. I congratulate you on your graduation, and I wish you all the best. Go Hounds!